A very good evening to all Kriyamitas. So today is 16 November 2021. We will be continuing or sharing from this book, The Essence of Infinite Meaning, Teachings from the Adapted Verse of the Sutra of Infinite Meaning. We are at page 478. Just relax body and mind. And silence everything. We will, as usual, off the light, and we will have our half an hour of awareness-based meditation, where you will train yourself to be aware within, without thought. So remember the four support to help you develop the awareness-based meditation. The first three are very important. The last support you will do later. The first three is relax, maintain awareness, then stabilize that awareness. Maintain it for as long as you can to stabilize it. That is the third support. So what you need to do is you must understand without thought, you're already aware. So don't think. Don't try to arise any activity of mind. Don't try to do anything. Don't try to know. Where all this doing and knowing come from the mundane mind, come from the thought process, the thinking. So if you are relaxed, at ease, and you can just maintain awareness to be aware of what is going on within the present moment, that is enough. That is what awareness-based meditation is. Aware, finish. Aware, finish. Until you can stabilize the awareness nature. The awareness nature can only arise when thinking stops, when sankhara activity stops, when the mundane mind or thinking mind is required or still. So with this understanding, you can proceed to develop the meditation so that you can stabilize the awareness nature within. Then when it arises and you can stabilize it, use it to meditate. To meditate is very easy. The awareness nature by itself can be aware. So use it to observe. Use it to understand what is going on. And that itself is silent inner awareness or silent mind observing the reality within the moment. Everything that happened within your former mind where you can be conscious of the movement after that pure awareness moment. How you become conscious of life, conscious of the thing that you come to perceive through your senses. We have our five basic senses, our eye, our ear, our nose, our tongue, our tactile, bodily tactile. Then we have the sixth sense, which is the mind. And this mind has its organ as the brain. So the brain is where all the memory is. So the moment of arising of thought is always from memory. That's why that thought that arises is actually a movement. If you are mindful and aware, you can see it's a response to memory. So thought is response to memory. All this you can find out for yourself, you can confirm for yourself. Without memory, you cannot create thought. Thought need is content. Thought need is aggregate within. That's why our mundane mind, we have these five aggregates of form and mind within. If you can be aware of them, then you will understand who you are. You are both aspects of the five aggregates of my mind. The Buddha actually explained what the human being is all about, what living being is all about. He came out with this teaching, which is very profound and very beautiful. He said, as a human being, we have a physical body. Then we have a mind or consciousness trapped inside. So basically, we are just a physical body with the consciousness trapped inside our mind. Trapped inside. Then these two interact to animate us into a living organism, or in our case, it's a human being. So he called the physical body the form aggregate. Then the mind, he said, there is another four aggregates. If you want to understand this four aggregate of mind, he said, you just inquire, what can your thinking mind or mundane mind do? Then the four aggregates will come up. The first one is, it can feel. That's why there is a feeling aggregate, Vedana. Then it can perceive things. The second aggregate is perception, Sanya, in Pali. Then the third aggregate is, it can create mental activity, mental states, volition, etc. Planning, scheming. So this is what he calls Sankara in Pali. Then final ability of the mind is it can become conscious. The Buddha called it Vijnana, the consciousness aggregate. It can be conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you technically feel and think. So there are six type of possible consciousness. But all this consciousness, they need the mind as a common denominator. Without mind establishing contact, consciousness cannot arise. That's why you need the three conditions: sense data, sense organ, and the mind. These three, when they come into contact, it triggers consciousness. You become conscious. Conscious of whatever sense basis that you arise the consciousness. So basically, this is what the five aggregate of form and mind is. That's why in Pali they call it Rupa Vedana Sanya Sankara Vijnana. That is the first aspect. Then the second aspect is as a thought process. The four aggregate of mind is already there, as explained by the Buddha. But how did the form enter the mind? The external form or physical form or whatever form that we call the sense data, they are actually part of Sanya. Through Sanya, our perception, we can perceive the external form, like the Buddha Rupang, or the aircon sound, or whatever that we can see or feel or smell. That is the power of mind to perceive, perception. Whatever you perceive is the external form that you bring into mind. So these four aggregates plus the external form become the five mental aggregates of form and mind. And this is the second aspect of Namarupa. The five aggregate of form. And this is the one that the Buddha is more interested in. This is the one that has been explained under the Paticca Samuppada. So with this, I will let you meditate on your own. Hopefully you can use the four support to develop the awareness-based meditation. Then use it to meditate, to understand the essential Dhamma of the Buddha, and to understand who you are, what you are, leading to self-knowledge. the power of mind to be completely silent and just aware, to understand what is going on, to observe without thought, is the meditative training of mind. Okay, now I will send the alarm, and hopefully you can have your full support to support you to develop your awareness-based meditation. I will repeat. The first three support is relax. Relax here means relax into every mind state that arises, body and mind. Be at ease. Free the physical body from all tension, stress. Then also free the mind. Just let things be. Don't try to hold on to anything. Be at ease. Relax. Body and mind. Relax into every mind state that arises, whether there is any stress, tension, or any emotion, just relax into it. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Then maintain awareness. That's the second support. Just aware. The third support is 24-hour, means maintain the awareness for as long as you can. Technically, it's throughout the day for 24 hours. But as a start, you can train yourself to develop awareness during your waking moments. Then later on, when you become skillful, you can even go into your resting moment or sleep moments. So all these are possible. Then finally, when you can stabilize your awareness nature already, you become different. You are just aware without thought. You are the awareness nature, but it's not a being. It's just a nature. And the awareness nature has this very beautiful characteristic. It has got no thought. There's no duality. And because it is just the awareness nature, without thought, it is quiet, peaceful, tranquil, still. There is no movement, no duality, nothing to arise at all. So this awareness nature is your true mind, your silent mind. So when you can do this, you become beautiful. And when you have already developed the stability of it, the fourth support, trust, will come in. So trust means trust your nature to do the meditation. No more interference from our thought process. We just silence everything and maintain awareness and let the awareness nature do whatever you want. Let it move. Let it activate whatever you want. Then you will develop the understanding. Then a lot of transformation will happen within your own internal form and mind. So, okay, with this, I will let you continue your meditation. You can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Having unity in all matter, we can uphold thoughts of utmost goodness. A team in harmony demonstrates enlightened love. Mutual love in the world can transform sentient beings. Working together in concerted effort is perfect awakened conduct. So this is the collective training, the collective cultivation. Tsuji volunteer uphold the spirit of four in one volunteer structure. Means they emphasize on unity, harmony, mutual love, and concerted effort. This means to unify our mind, with the mind of all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, manifest compassion and wisdom, and go among people as a team in harmony, demonstrating enlightened love. So this is beautiful. They are four in one volunteer structure. Okay. Going into the world to transform sentient beings require a group of people working together. This was true for the Buddha as well. After the Buddha attained enlightenment, though he had already realized all Dhamma, he vowed to go among people to teach the Dhamma. He first went to the deer park to transform the five ascetic or bhikkhus that were with him earlier. Thus the Sangha was formed. After the three treasures of the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha were complete, he then went among people to teach. As we can see, the transformation of sentient beings cannot be accomplished by one person. It requires the members of the Sangha to each work on their own spiritual cultivation, then scatter across the land to transform sentient beings. In this way, their collective effort can accomplish their shared goal. For this to happen, lay practitioners must have respect for monastic practitioners and monastic practitioner must also rely on lay practitioner to spread the Buddha Dharma throughout society. For instance, the Vimalakirti Nidesa Sutta states that although Vimalakirti was a lay practitioner, he was able to keep his heart very close to the Buddha's heart. So he also could give teachings to bodhisattvas, bhikkhus, and ordinary people. Therefore, lay bodhisattvas also have great wisdom. Indeed, everyone has the same Buddha nature. Yeah, but this Vimalakirti is a very, very unique gripings. So if you have a chance to read his sutta, you should read it. Because he like to come in the form of lay people. As a lay person, he may look like an ordinary lay person, but his cultivation, his wisdom, he has developed it over a long period, and he is very, very wise. That's why he can teach bodhisattvas. Yeah. He can teach monks and all living beings. That's why the sutta say, therefore, lay bodhisattva can also have great wisdom. So I will read on. The Buddha worked hard to guide everyone to clearly understand the true principles and manifest the enlightened nature that we all intrinsically have. Therefore, the number of monastics in his Sangha gradually increased as long as everyone developed Bodhicitta. So this Bodhicitta is very important. Bodhi is enlightenment, citta is mind, the enlightened mind, the enlightened thought, to go this way. So as long as everyone developed Bodhicitta, the Bodhi mind, walk the Bodhisattva path together, and ran among people, the Sangha would be a group that live in harmony with enlightened love. Suchi volunteer likewise go among and interact with people out of enlightened love. Mutual love in the world can transform sentient beings. Those who have transformed should help those who are in the process of being transformed. Those in the process of being transformed should help to awaken those who have not yet begun to be transformed. Thus, working together in concerted effort, in perfect awakened conduct, being able to help people depends on the person, the matter, and the principles. To save and transform sentient beings living in ignorance and delusion, we must guide everyone into the right path or onto the right path. So all the work that we do is for the sake of living beings. So this one is very important. You need to develop understanding, because it's not a job that a single person can do. Dhamma is such. Of course, during the Buddha Sasana is easier. But when there are long periods of non-sasana, then you need all these great beings, especially Sammasambuddha, to come and reintroduce the teaching to the world. Because without sasana, you can't find the teaching. You need the sasana. Without sasana, the triple gem are very rare. Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, they are very rare. So to start off this work, we need to have the Dhamma first. So to have the Dhamma, you need to be enlightened. Then among the enlightened beings, the great beings and the Sammasambuddha, they are the ones that have perfected their cultivation, their wisdom, their virtue. That's why they can teach, they can offer great help and benefits to sentient beings. Then all this, they play their role. All the great beings, the Bodhisattvas, the Mahasattvas, and all the enlightened beings, they will have the understanding to actually arise the noble mind, to awaken living beings. Of course, initially they have to develop the cultivation themselves. Then after they have awakened, developed the understanding, they will go among sentient beings and see whoever who has the causes and conditions to receive their teaching. They will teach, they will share without obligation. So this is how sentient beings can really develop their environment and condition for Dhamma to be propagated. But Sakyamuni Buddha has his lineage. His lineage is the Sangha order. The Sangha order is very beautiful, because this is the way of the Sakyamuni lineage. And in fact, before him, there has been this lineage. And they always develop the Sangha first, because without the Sangha, they find it very difficult to spread the teaching. So if you look at Sakyamuni's case, even with the Sangha that he actually developed during his time when he was around, I think after the age of 35, when he got enlightened underneath the Bodhi tree, he continued to teach for 45 years until the age of 80, where he finally decided to go through the Parinibbana stages. So the Parinibbana is the final remain of Sakyamuni Buddha's nature. Actually, Sakyamuni Buddha's physical body with the Sammasambuddha Sambhogaya inside. So with that, it ends his life. But the teaching is already there. The sasana is already there. That's why it was predicted without the Bhikkhuni order, the sasana will last for 5,000 years. Even with the Bhikkhuni order established, it will be shortened by 500 years. So it's supposed to be 4,500 years. So over this period, it's supposed to flourish and benefit many, many living beings. That's why the beauty of the sasana can be felt in that way. But because the era where Sakyamuni Buddha was born, that time civilization was very, very primitive, backward. Transportation was not there. A lot of things were not available, like recording, technology, and all those things. So because of that, there is a limit to its ability to spread, to flourish. It mainly happened within the northern part of India, where the Buddha walked and preached. If it's like nowadays, our society, then the reach will be a lot wider and it will be very different. But everything has its causes and conditions. So we have to understand all this. That's why when you make your choice to become Sammasambuddha, the causes and conditions behind for your arising during the sasana is very important. So all this we can see and we can witness. But because of the sasana, that's why now we have the benefits of the sasana transforming a lot of other cultivator and great beings, and they had their nature able to do their work. For what we can see even in our present civilization, the four or five great Buddhist tradition that are doing the work, they are very, very beautiful. So like I shared in the trip to Taiwan, also our spiritual trip, where I described how we met the four great Buddhist tradition in Taiwan. They did an amazing job. One of them is Chi, of course. The other one is Pakusan, the late founded by the late Sun Yen Pastor, the abbot, the late abbot, who passed away many years back. He was foremost in meditation, so his Pakusan network and practices are very widely established, and it has benefited many people. Then we have the singing pastor Pho Quang Sam, and that one also very established. Their monastery are all very magnificent and very well established, very beautifully, meticulously designed, with all the teachings, with all the understanding behind. And they have done a lot of wholesome thing. Then the other one is Zhong Tai Chansi, where they specialize in getting people to plant the seed of Bohi to go the Bodhisattva way, to establish the Mahayana practice. So all these are very beautiful. There, of course, there are a lot more Buddhist tradition who are doing great job and great work in our present sasana and civilization. And all this has become possible is because of all these great beings and also Sakyamuni Buddha's teaching, the sasana. That's why now you can see the impact and the effect. Then there are also non-Buddhist group who also play the great role of sharing truth with sentient beings that can enable sentient beings also to awaken to develop the understanding, the wisdom, to transform themselves, character-wise, personality-wise, for the better, to improve the world consciousness, our planetary consciousness. So our planet's consciousness depends on the summation of all the beings on this planet, Mother Earth. So if there are more and more cultivators of the way who has the Dhamma and the understanding and the virtuous mind with the wisdom developed, it will bring forth great influence and great transformation to our world consciousness. So hopefully all this will evolve with the appropriate force and direction to transform our world consciousness so that living beings can be more beautiful, and so that we can have more beautiful condition for good life to take place on this planet, so that there will be more and more wholesomeness within the mind of living beings, less and less negativity. There can be more and more love, compassion, generosity, kindness, goodness. Living beings that have virtue, that can actually support and help fellow sentient beings and living beings. And this will all go very well for the planet. Then they must have this compassionate mind to work towards the new order, where they are very active in their work to create a better world, like those that support renewable energy, recycling, prevent excessive pollutions, and humanitarian work, humanistic culture, to promote more and more goodness, wholesomeness, generosity, to help those who are in need of help. All these are very important understanding that the world needs. So hopefully with all this, people can understand how the Buddha Dharma, the truth, can really, really play its role for us to transform our planet into a more conducive place for our future generations. I often tell Tsuchi volunteer that it does not matter whether or which part of the four in one structure they are a part of. Everyone is a member of the unity team. So this one is very important. Thus, working together in concerted effort is perfect awakening or perfect awakened conduct. This one we have done. Been able to help people depend on the people, the matter, and the principle. To save and transform sentient beings living in ignorance and delusion, we must guide everyone onto the right path. Yeah, we have covered. So all the work that we do is for the sake of sentient beings. Then I continue. The author said, I often tell Tsuchi volunteer that it doesn't matter which part of the four in one structure they are a part of. Everyone is a member of the unity team, and everyone is a part of the concerted effort team. Once everyone's mind are united, we also need to work in concert with each other. Unity is about upholding utmost goodness, and concerted effort is about cultivating perfect awakened conduct. They are both inseparable from harmony and mutual love. Harmony can inspire enlightened love, and mutual love can transform sentient beings. This is the spirit of the Tsuji four in one volunteer structure. All of this is organized in accordance with the Buddha's intent. So this one is very useful. We not only have to work as a team together, we also have to be aware of what our roles are. We must be able to fit in from whatever angle or whatever role we are put into or placed into. So all these are very important. That's why you need to have Dhamma. When you have Dhamma, there will be understanding. Then there will be harmony. There will be less and less of all this misunderstanding, argument, envy, jealousy, and all these things. The Tsuji volunteer structure is made up of the four Dhammas and the four door. First, the door of unity is to retain and uphold. That is to retain all teachings and uphold all goodness. So this one is unity. You have to retain all teachings and uphold all goodness. We engage in spiritual practice to help us return to our intrinsic nature of pure nature, pure mind. Mind that contains great love, great loving kindness, great compassion, great joy, and great equanimity. Loving kindness and compassion brings blessings. Joy and equanimity brings wisdom. The Buddha is revered as the tool. Footed, honored one, or sometimes they call it the bipeds. Bipeds means the two-legged one. But among the bipeds, the Buddha, the honored one, is very, very unique and special in the sense that he has perfected his cultivation, and he is the wisest and the most virtuous living being. So these two are called the two great virtue and wisdom, the bipeds. His mind is replete with both blessings and wisdom. See, blessing is virtue, virtue and wisdom. Every sentient being is also equal to the Buddha. As long as we are united, we can retain all teachings and uphold all goodness. Second is the door of harmony, to accord and follow, which means to accord with the hearts of all saints and sages, and to follow the Bodhisattva way. The goal of spiritual practice is for us to be in accord with the hearts of saints and sages. Here, saints refer to the Buddhas, and sages refer to the Bodhisattvas. The Buddha's teaching enables us to gradually draw closer to the Buddha heart and follow the Bodhisattva path. We should be like a bridge or a boat delivering everyone from this shore, which is the state of ordinary being, to the other shore, which is the state of noble ones or enlightened ones. This requires harmony. If everyone is in harmony, we can eliminate our affliction and return to our pure mind. Third is the door of mutual love, to contemplate and care. This means to contemplate the freedom of our mind and to care for suffering sentient beings. We should often look into the state of our own mind. Are we always able to feel peaceful and free? This one is very important. Are you able to feel that? That you are always peaceful and free. You got no problem in life. At the same time, we also need to be open-hearted and accommodating, so we can learn how to have mind that can encompass the universe and encompass all the world within it. That's why the open heart to accommodate is not easy. If we do not look within ourselves, our mind will be constantly filled with afflictions, and we will constantly be arrogant and suspicious of others, filled with greed, anger, and ignorance, arrogance, and doubt. Our mind will not be free. So we must often ask ourselves, are our mind free? When our mind are free, we can embrace all sentient beings in the world. I often say, there is no one I cannot love, no one I cannot forgive, and no one I cannot trust. However, learning this skill is not easy. So this method of contemplation and care is very important. Mutual love is a great and broad path. Everyone must be able to mutually love one another in order to understand the great path. If we do not cultivate mutual love, we are placing obstruction in front of ourselves on this path. So we must have minds that are broad, open, and free in order to move ahead on the Bodhisattva path. Fourth door. The door of concerted effort is to put forth effort and practice. This means to put forth effort to uphold the teachings of goodness and practice them throughout the world. The Chinese character for concerted is make up of the character for effort repeated 3 times. 3 signify a group. 3 is more. Three or more is considered a group of people working in concerted effort, and gathering our strength together is the way in which we put forth effort and practice. So this one is very meaningful, concerted effort. We often say one person cannot eat all the rice in the world. One person cannot take care of all matters in the world. To work for the sake of the world, we must invite people all over the world to work together. Especially as there is now so much suffering on this planet, we must gather the strength of many people so that sentient beings can attain liberation. So this one is very important understanding. It's not easy to do this work because you need the support of a lot of volunteers and cultivators of the way to help fulfill this noble vision. So the last chapter is the 10 merits. So this adapted verse is about the 10 merits. The 10 merits is inconceivable. With it, though still in the state of ordinary beings, we will be able to make great vows. We will densely accumulate roots of goodness, which benefit everything and teach the meanings of the Dhamma to immerse and nourishes what is patch. What is the meaning of patch? Thirsty, lack of water. So the meaning of past is thirsty, to emerge and nourish what is past. If sentient beings are ill, we can give them Dhamma medicine. Our loving kindness can enfold all sentient beings. Our grace can nurture all sentient beings. We can gradually be seen ascending to the ground of Dhamma cloud. We will go to the commentaries. As Buddhist practitioner, we must always make great vows from the bottom of our hearts. With great compassion, we will make the great vows to transform all sentient beings. So those still in the state of ordinary beings, will be able to make great vows. So this is very true. We will densely accumulate roots of goodness, which benefits everything, and teach the meaning of the Dhamma to immerse and nourish what is past. To fulfill our great vows, we must densely accumulate roots of goodness. Only through internal cultivation and external practices can we attain the ability to transform sentient beings. In order to densely accumulate roots of goodness, we must first eliminate our habitual tendency. So this one is the most difficult, habitual tendency, because they have been accumulated over a long period of time, which are created by the conversion of the six roots and the six dust. So this refers to our sense bases and the sense data. Then by working on our six consciousness, we can cultivate the ability to sow the seeds of goodness so that more and more of them will grow. Our roots of goodness must extend deeply and grow densely. As they accumulate, we accumulate great virtue as well. So both virtues and roots of goodness must be densely accumulated for us to have a solid foundation in spiritual practice. If while facing the world of external sense object or sense data, we can learn to prevent them from influencing our mind and can strengthen our resolve, then naturally we can benefit all. We can further give rise to unconditional loving kindness and universal compassion and nurture all sentient beings with the Dhamma. So all can attain, so that all can attain peace and joy. If the Tsuji volunteers spirits of unity, harmony, mutual love, and concerted effort, we will not obstruct one another, but instead be united with the same mindset and work together to help all sentient beings. Accomplishing the Bodhisattva practice of the Ten Grounds is not difficult, but to transform ignorant sentient beings and eliminate affliction will take a long time. So we should make great vows while we are still in the state of ordinary beings. If we can do this and continuously share the Dhamma, always help others, accumulate more strength, and speak kind words, we can continuously accumulate roots of goodness and nurture all sentient beings with the Dhamma. This is like nourishing the parched and thirsty beings with water, bringing vitality back to the world. So this one is very true, but we have to be very diligent and we have to be very committed. And like the sutta say, even before you perfect your cultivation, you should make great vows. Do you all know why vows are very important? Well, vows are determination or affirmation that the individual make when they see the beauty of it, the truth of it, and the importance of it. And when they make this vow, they commit themselves to the task. That's why it will be fulfilled. And for those who already know the way, they will invoke power of merits for causes and conditions for all these vows to be fulfilled soon as possible. So all this will drive for the condition that is needed for us to walk this way to fulfill all the things that we need to fulfill. We are making great vows. The greatness of bodhisattvas are their vows. Their vows are very extensive. very, very expensive. That's why, because of that, to go this way, you must have a great heart, caring, great mouth. These are the unique character of Bodhisattvas. Okay, I'll read on. Sentient beings' mind filled with greed, anger, ignorance, arrogance, and doubt are like the pressure. The Dhamma is like water that can nourish and purify the parched ground of our minds. When the earth is dry, a slight wind will pick up dust and obstruct our views. In the same way, whenever ignorance arises in the people's mind, it is as if we are in a state of darkness. Even if we share the teaching with them, they cannot understand. This is very true. That's why when you have ignorance, especially karmic obstruction, they cannot understand, they cannot receive, they cannot even like hear you out. Yeah. That's why Dhamma is such, without causes and conditions, without understanding karmic obstruction, you will not be able to help sentient beings to break them, to overcome them. In fact, that is one of the skills of Bodhisattvas. If you don't understand karma to that extent and how karmic obstruction can arise to obstruct or prevent sentient being from being helped or receive help, then you cannot help sentient being. You cannot take them all across. So to do that work, you need to have this understanding, this wisdom, to teach them how to overcome coming obstruction, how to ask for forgiveness, and lead them to do the repentance. Then after that, teach them how not to repeat all these things, so that they can actually change the way they live their life, transform their life. So to do that, they have to make affirmation or determination. From now onward, you vow to keep the precept, follow the advice of the Buddha, not to commit all these things anymore, so that your life from now onward will become very conducive and beautiful for your nature to rise again, so that it will not fall. So your karmic nature depends on your understanding of cultivation. Then also, when you make that affirmation or determination, you're not only able to break your karmic obstruction, you are able to actually, from that moment onward, cultivate correctly, following the advice of the Buddha, and you will not fall again. Because when you start to follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil by keeping the precept and to cultivate wholesomeness and to develop wisdom, you will accumulate a lot of virtue, a lot of blessings, a lot of understanding that can give form to very beautiful marriage. And all this spiritual wealth or merits that you have accumulated through your cultivation will bring forth the causes and conditions for you to make aspiration for things to go your way. You can invoke power of merits, power of wholesomeness, power of truth, power of wisdom, for causes and conditions, for you to turn around, for your life to change, to improve, to help people, to help yourself and others, then deliver blessing to the world by sharing all these merits, transferring all these merits. So this is generosity at its highest level. The gift of truth, the sharing of merits, wholesomeness for the good of the many. So all these are very important understanding. That's why all bodhisattvas, if you want to go this way, you must develop this understanding. That's why my nature, this life, when it come, nobody taught me this, but my nature know how to do. I know how to advise people to do these three things to help you overcome your coming obstruction, change your life for the better, and make use of this understanding and wholesomeness to improve your life, to turn around, to develop beautiful condition for whatever that is needed to walk this way, to perfect yourself in whatever manner. Okay, I think I will mark this page here so that we can end here. I will stop here. Oh, sorry. We finished this one, isn't it? Okay, maybe I'll read a bit more. In the same way, whenever ignorance arises in the people's mind, it is as if there is a state of darkness. Even if we share teaching with them, they cannot understand them. I have covered this. If we want to transform ignorant sentient beings, we must gather and densely accumulate root of goodness. Then use the teaching to train ourselves to develop patience. With patience, we will never give up sentient beings. Then we will use various methods to gradually nourish their minds. All of this is the benefit of the Dhamma. Okay, we will stop here. Then we will continue with our next session, which is meditation reporting. Yeah, that's all.
Brother Dio, I will share one of my recent experience.
Very
good. Okay, 就有一天早上我起来做 meditations. Then 那个 meditation 就很 peaceful, 很 silent 哦, then 很 mindful. Then after 了这个 meditation 了过后, then 我就 lie down, 我就开你的 talk, 我就在听上一次你给我的那个 advice 的那个 talk. 我开始 lie down 听的时候, initially 哇很清楚每一个那个 你的 explanations, 你的 sharing 很 clear. 慢慢的 它变成我只是听到只是有 voice 罢了，只是声音
yeah, vibration only
没有 contents
yeah,
只是声音，连是谁在讲也不懂，就是只是声音罢了
good no need to know
yes
absorb in the vibration that is the wisdom vibration that your nature will absorb and it will understand That's why 你不要去 worry about 你听得到吗？听得懂吗？ Forget about it. When you are in that meditative state, you just listen. Sometimes the mind wants to go in and develop the meditation, then it will just absorb whatever vibration. It no need to know. That nature just absorb. But that type of vibration is wisdom vibration. So it will draw. Then it will know. Then later on, when the time comes, you will understand. Even though you have not really listened, but it has gone in. Then when you encounter the similar teaching or re-listen to it when you are out of the meditation, you realize the whole understanding is already there. Even though that time you didn't really listen. Because the meditative nature is very different from normal people's understanding. It's not about the knowledge you draw and recall or remember. is how your nature develop the ability to take in that wisdom, sharing that vibration. That's why sometimes we call it the mind-to-mind seal. It's already sealed. It went in already. But you need to be in the meditative state to receive them. That's why sometimes between enlightened beings or great cultivators of the way, you don't need much words. You only need certain type of understanding. Sometimes like the Surangama Sutta, you remember the opening statement? Sakyamuni Buddha, I think, I don't know whether it's a flower or rose or what, I forgot it. He raised it. Then Mahakasapa smiled back. The mind to mind seal already went through. That's why the patriarchship already delivered. Yeah. That's how that Surangama Sutta come about. Yeah. So all these are possible. So as you go through the cultivation, the practice, you will encounter and experience different manner of receiving truth. Initially, it's from listening with normal hearing. Then later on, you reflect and you contemplate. Then later on, you meditate to develop the awareness nature within. Then from the awareness nature, you listen again. It's different again. It's listening from the heart, no longer listening from the head. That's why that step is very important. And cultivator who doesn't know that will be trapped at the thought level. Well, most people listen with the brain at the forehead because the memory, everything, the knowledge that they accumulate on. But when you listen from the heart, the awareness nature is different. Nothing is retained as memory. It's the understanding. Whatever went in is the understanding. So if you have developed the awareness nature until it's very stable and you learn to listen from the awareness nature, means from your heart, see from your heart, listen from your heart, smell, everything is from your heart, aware. Means you move away from your forehead. That is the beginning of higher cultivation. That is the early stage of higher cultivation. Then when you are able to listen from your heart until very stable, then you listen in the meditative state. And that is the next level which you experience now. Just like sometimes I know when my nature want me to silent and just go into it and meditate, I will just do it. Silent everything, I don't want to know. But whatever talk or sharing, if I happen to be listening or what, I will just blank it off. I don't want to know. Then I know it go in earlier. Yeah. So all this understanding will arise. So sadhu to you, myself, for bringing up this condition. So from now onward, more and more of this understanding will unfold. More and more people will develop the understanding, because these are not ordinary cultivation where ordinary cultivator can understand. You need to really develop a lot of different type of very profound wisdom and understanding to move into all these stages and way of developing it. That's why it's not what people think. The real cultivation is not what people think. First, you got no choice. You use your mundane mind, like I mentioned earlier. Use your brain, your memory, your knowledge, and all those things. Your views, your opinion, your condition. Then later on, as you develop the meditative understanding, you contemplate, you reflect, then you stabilize your understanding. You develop straightening of view, yonisomanasikara, then you silence your mind to develop the sati, the mindfulness, the awareness within, to realize your true mind. Then from there, you develop the awareness-based meditation to listen from your heart, to cultivate from your heart, to develop all of your understanding and sharing also from your heart. That's why it's straight from the heart. Everything is delivered at the awareness nature level, with from our gateway, our heart, our nature. If you don't go there, it's always thought-based up there, at the brain, at the forehead there. So this movement from there to the meditative state of cultivation, very few people understand. So sadhu to you, press on. You can continue. Then after that, what happened?
然后过后我就在我的这个 heart 的这个 left hand side 就有一个东西就一直这样子进去哦，就一直这样子的，就这样进去在我的这个 left hand side 那边。Yeah, let
it go in, very soothing one. Let it go in.
对对对。
You just continue to relax. Always remember relax. The more relaxed you are, the more soothing it becomes. Then it will move. It will move. Means it's transforming. A lot of things is going in. Then that nature will absorb and receive a lot of things. That this is what Dhamma is. The true cultivators. Way of receiving truth. Very good. Then after that, what happened?
Now, 过后就这整个 process 完了以后, then 我就起来. Then 那个 talk 它还在 continue 在讲. Then 突然间我听到这一个 sentence, brother 你在讲 meditation is not about cultivate the peaceful and the silent mind. Yeah. Meditation is cultivate the wisdom. Wow, this whole sentence, oh, like, 很像我整个 like strike 了我整个这样子. Oh, 这一句话，那个
message，整个
message 就整个这样子站起来。Yes,
it become very clear to you because that is the important understanding. Like I always said, it's not about the 境界. The fantastic meditative state, the inner peace, the inner calmness, the tranquility, the still, because all these are part and parcel of cultivation, byproduct of cultivation. But the most important thing about meditation is the development of wisdom, understanding, awakening. If it doesn't bring about wisdom, understanding, and awakening, then it's just part of the way. Is a byproduct of meditation, so not so important. Most important is the wisdom part. Without the wisdom part, you cannot free your mind, you cannot liberate your mind, you cannot understand many things. So that is the message that you're supposed to receive. Then that message will prevent you from deviating. Always remember that. Otherwise, people get distracted and deviate. Especially when people tell you, wow, I heard they say this teacher, he teach la da la da, you go into this state, you go into that state, then you can do a lot of magical things and other things. People are drawn to it. Then they tell you, wow, God, what type of special cultivation. So people will be drawn, attracted to such things, because the mind that doesn't have clear understanding of what the teaching is will cling on to all these experiences and beautiful mind state that people talk about. It's as if when you have them, you become special. You are distinguished by that, and that will equate you to what level of maybe enlightenment or what. But the true enlightenment, awakening, is so different. It's nothing to do with all those experiences and 境界. It's that realization, the mind that realizes itself and sees. Then you realize the unconditioned, the nibbanic experience. Then you go through all those understanding. Then when you come out of it, you see the dependent origination, the dwelling very clearly. And that is the true understanding, the true meditative wisdom that you need. So this part is useful, Sadhu, to you. You can continue.
没有了，就没有了，就是一个这样的，
就是
morning
meditation 的。Let us rejoice, Sadhu, 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 Sadhu.
Barbara, 就我最近我觉得诶，这么在 daily 里面那个 mind 真的是比较 silent 跟 aware， 不像以前哇。
Yeah, you will go through that phase and you will come to understand why it's not that because of your cultivation, your determination, your vows and your daily religious routine and your faith, everything. That's how it can happen. And when you go through this phase, it's very beautiful.And other people cannot understand what is going on. But this is the way of the cultivator. Only cultivator who really have the understanding can experience all this. So this is very beautiful. You become more aware, more peaceful. There is clarity no longer like before. The mind has transformed.
如果是在以前我 experience 那个 vibration go inside 的那个left hand side 的时候，哇，那个 Monday mind 一定会出来，什么来的 ？Why is that？
Yeah,
以前我没有这个
experience. That one still very gross. That one still very gross. That one still haven't penetrated that nature. The one. The one that still has the vibration is still very gross. But to be able to absorb at that gross level is already a very good, progress. Because people can't even have that sensitivity to feel that vibration. So that gross vibration that go in are also needed for initial,opening of that nature, the transformation part. But later on, it will become more and more refined, more and more tranquil still because of the wisdom that arises. Then when the wisdom arises, your nature's vibration change. It become very fine, very fine, more and more fine, more and more fine. Then until one day,The mundane mind also cannot take it because it has become so fine. The mundane mind has become like too gross to exist inside that nature. That's how the mundane mind collapsed. That's why later on I came to know because of the wisdom and the understanding and the transformation and the nature there. Then all this brings forth the causes and conditions for the mundane mind to collapse. And it takes a while, I remember, over 9 months.For it to completely drop off. Then after that, without the mundane mind, the whole nature shine forth. And then that time is always there. That one is the third, Huining's third hallmark, the non-dwelling mind. So that one is always with the nature. Wu Zhu, it doesn't dwell at all.That mind cannot dwell, that mind is just awareness nature. It's just that nature. So all this transformation will happen, but take a while, not so fast. So what you have gone through is very beautiful.
Like, 就在 day times 的时候会发现到，你面对事情不像以前这样哇很大的 reaction
对
不会了
That's what transformation is. That's why the real cultivation will lead to understanding that will allow you to completely transform your nature, character-wise, personality-wise, understanding-wise. It will transform and you become very different. You no longer behave the old way like ordinary being. You can't, because the understanding inside is such. Then later on, as you move on, you will reach the final stage, which is the third phase of Dhamma. The third phase of Dhamma is about living. Kan san, yu su san. You go back to normal again. You become normal again. And you can interact, be among sentient beings. You can love, you can do whatever like a normal person. But inside, the understanding is so clear, so stable, it's so different. Whatever you do is for the good of the many. It's never for self. It's meant to help people. But people cannot understand. Sometimes people, they look at you differently. They thought you also still have your personality, your views, your whatever. Actually, it's no, because it's the way they do things. Because if there is affinity, you will try to help. You will try to give some advice. But people take it differently. So people still have their views and opinion on what things should be. It's okay. Just let things be. When there is condition, then it will manifest. When there is no condition, the nature just let it be. When you reach that third phase, Kansan, Yususan, you will become different again. You will experience a lot of normality again. And you can integrate with life again. You can go into it. So all these are part of the way of cultivation that you will experience. So you are going through this phase, which is very good, that transform you. Like you say, it doesn't affect you like before. You become more calm and more quiet in your approach to things. You do not react like last time. And you cannot really, because of the understanding. So this phase will also pass by. That's why whatever happened, it's part of the way, part of cultivation. And you will understand all this. And as you mature, as you stabilize, you will transform again. You will become more and more normal again, more ordinary again. That is the third phase, the third level of seeing, Kan San, Yu Su San, is you go back to normality again. That one will be much later. Okay, so
yeah, but 我觉得最 beauty 的就是我每次吃了饭过后，我有去走 evening walk， 哇，你就是只是这样子静静的这样子哈，这样子走，这样子哇，这样子看，哇，
树
树白，哇，
呀，
真的很 beautiful， 真的。
Yeah, even evening walk alone is so beautiful, so different from last time. Nothing on your head, and you can appreciate every moment.Of consciousness. Everything is so pristine, so beautiful. There is joy, there is understanding, there is tranquility, stillness, clarity, and everything you perceive is so pristine, so beautiful, and there is life. There is joy inside there. Going for a walk is no ordinary walk.That's why when we live life from moment to moment, it's so beautiful. Living being can never understand. They will tell you, hey, go for a walk only. Why so special? Why must talk until as if they cannot understand? Because a mind that has got nothing inside there to bother you and disturb you has the clarity, that understanding, that nature, to be with the moment, to experience all the beautiful, pristine beauty and wonders of life, and everything is so pristine and so beautiful. Then you can understand whatever you see, the other people walking by, the people who sell their things along the way or whatever, then people driving, people walking, the nature's breeze, the nature's energy, the nature's vibration, and everything that moves, and you can perceive it. It is so beautiful, so wonderful. That's why that type of understanding will arise for cultivator to develop all this understanding. And these are things that you don't find in books. Seldom you hear them unless they are real cultivator of the way who have this ability to share with you all this. But all these people will not share with you unless you have the causes and conditions to understand such things. So it's very beautiful. Good.
So有有有时候我一边走，我就一直看来，那种感觉就是，哎，像来哦，不懂讲去 describe， 就像哎，你像，就是一直这样看住，有时哎，你像那个东西要哦，哎呀，不懂啊，不懂讲去 describe，
yeah， it's not easy to describe， yeah。Especially when you first time experience all this, it's very, very strange. And a lot of these things that happen, people cannot understand, normal people. But inside your heart is different. You will have the joy, the smile. And people who can feel you or have the awareness to understand and see, they will know. But very rare, this type of beings are very rare.That's why I, early years during my cultivation, when I went through, my nature inside there, I always have this joy, this smile. And people can feel. That's why when I'm near them, they know I'm different. Then they will like respect you. They were not like scared of you and all those things. And they like to be near you. So a lot of things very strange. You will continue to experience all these things. Then you will move from there to onto. These are only some of the phases that will happen as you transform and develop understanding. As your mind states change, your understanding change, you will go through. And these are very beautiful experience. That it will give you a lot of understanding. That's why the mind that has transformed, that has that understanding and the wisdom, perceive life differently, can experience life so differently. Then it's just like the sixth patriarch when he received the message from the fifth patriarch. This mundane mind, he said, you must know how to use it to live life and yet not be deceived by it.That's why true understanding of Dhamma, Ten Kong, Miao Yu. When you realize true emptiness, life become wonderful, existence become wonderful. So all this will happen.
然后最近、哇也很很、哦、一听 Virgil 你的这个 talk,、哦、哇觉得、哦、那种又 simple, 又 direct, 又 profound, 就
correct,、哦、simple, direct, and profound, yeah, yeah, that is the correct description.、It's very simple, anyway, very direct and very profound, but only people who cultivate can understand and can see it.、if you don't cultivate,you may not understand the deep meaning inside. They may think, oh, it must be something very beautiful, very profound, but they cannot make head or tail of it until they develop the cultivation. Then later on, as they develop the cultivation and the understanding, then when they listen again, then the meaning starts to slowly, slowly come out. That's why Dhamma, he can find someone who has the truth, the real cultivation. You develop the faith and listen, it will continue to transform you, because the wisdom that is within that same sharing is so high. You can never understand the whole thing until you have developed the cultivation. That's why sometimes you need to go through the cultivation to understand it. So this is the beauty of the Buddha's way, the Dhamma way. So all this you will experience, which is very good. Yeah. When your faith is there, like you say, very simple, very profound, very beautiful.
Yeah, brother, 尤其我很喜欢听你在 explain 我们怎样去用用from 这个 Dharma way 去去 facing 去 deal with 我们这个 mundane
mind。对，那个很重要的。
对对对，你里面很多的这个 explanation， 哇，真的是 要 put effort 去下功夫去。
A lot of work involved. And this one nobody can explain to you or teach you.Book also never write on. That's why it's so different. This type of teaching is way beyond. It's after you have some form of understanding already, then you have to really work on your habitual tendency and all the mundane mind, the stirring, the reaction, even after you see them. You have to work on it. That's why the Sabbasama Sutta, the Avijja Sutta, and all these related sutta, even the Salika Sutta, they are all dealing with all this type of mind state. But people cannot understand. People take it as a sutta, like a story, Jataka story. They don't know the deep meaning of the words, the cultivation and all those things. That's why now you have that ability, is because you have gone through certain aspect of the cultivation that enable you to understand up to that extent. That's why that itself is already so marvelous, so beautiful. That's why you have that joy and your faith is so strong. Because every time you listen, the thing is really very direct, very simple, and very profound, and very, very beautiful. So you will continue to experience all this.And it's like many, many levels of understanding and transformation. Then by the time you can have all those, then the way you understand the teachings and the life of humanity or sentient being is so different. That's why going the Bodhisattva way makes a big difference to one's cultivation.You go the sainthood way, it's just the awakening, rooting out the 10 fetters, that's it, finish. But a lot of things about the cultivation, the living life, all not there. It's actually not required, you just want to go through the sainthood way. But the Bodhisattva way is so far reaching, so much more. That's why it's very different.
Brother, 你上次你在有个 talk, 你 advice 到讲，就是说我们要去 experience 了这个这个 true mind 了以后，然后你的 understanding 你 realize 了以后，你还要在 daily 那个 daily 里面去就去 go through 它，去生活，去 face it， 然后这个 Dharma 它才
You have to go into life， 它才会 like shine forth，
对，
它才会 unfold。The more you go into life， the more you share， the more understanding will unfold。That's why actually through my this since the year 2004 until now， this16 years of sharing, it has actually helped a lot of people and enriched a lot of the understanding. Because if I don't come out and share and all those things, all this that I have developed through my own transformation and understanding will be lost. I cannot share because there is no condition for me to share. In the early years, I remember I told my wife, I tried to write down whatever I can recall when I went through the transformation and all those things. Then I realized no point, so much. How to write? It's not like writing diary. It's keep on happening one. So there a lot of these things I realize. Actually, no need to write, just let things be. If there is condition for it to be shared, it will arise. If there is none, just let it be. So a lot of these things just happen. That's why I recall back the condition when Yun Chan came to invite me to come out to share, and because of Kuan Yin's nature and this Maitreya Buddha's nature in 208, because of these two great beings, I was able to have that condition. So in 1986, when Kuan Yin came, I delivered the cultivation in 53 years, 89, I realized everything. Then I developed the understanding and transformation for the next 15 years where I didn't come out to share. Then when the time come for me to come out to share, it's just like winning. He also with the hunters for 16 years, at least mine was only 15 years. Then when I came out to share, it's different again. Because 2004 I came out, then I started, then the condition unfolded, then Maitreya came in 2008 and asked me to share the two Dhamma understanding, Qing Ni Ba Zheng Fa Quan Shi. That was the turning point for a lot of other type of Kayamita, the new batch, to benefit from all this sharing. Because that movement is a very different movement. That's how the Sui An's Thursday class started. Because the first batch that come, their affinity is only up to that level. And most of them are not the serious type who can take this way and all this thing. That's why that one break away. Then of course some of them remain. Then when I went to the Thursday class, Sian side, Subang side, then only a lot of you all came. In fact, you also part of the first batch, but you didn't come so often that time. It's only later when the Thursday class starts, the Subang side, and then you start to come again. Then Pamasuri, they all are the new ones, Suyan, they all are the new ones. So most Kayamita, even Alicia, they are all, they are the new ones. So the old ones are very few, left with very few.
Karmic obstruction.
The true Dhamma is. So later on, when I went and did the retreat at San Pao Si, Cameron Highland, a lot more things happened up there because of the great being's nature, obviously. And that time was because the Maitreya's nature together with Kuan Yin's nature that support the sasana or Sakyamuni. That's why Anandagiri there also same. They get to do the consecration for the three great beings platform and all those things. And the affinity, Kuan Yin, Maitreya, and Sakyamuni, they were so strong. so strongly established, and our spiritual trips to China, Thailand, and many places, they were meant to be. And a lot of things happened that time, during those years. Really, a lot of beautiful things happened. So the past 16 over years is really beautiful.
No, but 我觉得我们一定要在 daily 里面去真的是在 daily 里面去 cultivate。
Yeah, 对，
但是现在我在 daily 里面就可以看到很多的 dharma， 我觉得哇，来就很像那个他先讲的，连你喝一杯茶都有
都有 meaningful，
对对对，
跟 normal people 不一样的，
对。就在 daily 里面，你去 observe every 在 daily 里面，就是很多的那种 dharma 在里面。from daily 你就可以去 learning， 然后去还有一个就是我 encourage 所有的这个 Garamita 要时常的一次去 report 自己的一些 experience 还是
对，那个很重要。Otherwise, no condition for my nature to advise or to share. 你一定要去 report, 不要paisei and all those things. Then report the truth. Don't need to paisei. Tell exactly what happened. Because all this cultivation, they are very, very different. Everyone is different. So everyone is unique. It's just like I remember, I saw a lot of cultivators. They are very different in their approach, their conditioning, their karmic obstruction, and their understanding of the Dhamma and the practices. Then their karmic background is all different. Their conditionings are all different, belief system and exposure. So all this, you need to handle them in accordance with my nature's understanding. That's why you don't come and ask or seek advice. It's not easy. Yeah. The most important thing about cultivation is to be truthful, to be sincere. No need to paisei one, just report exactly. If you are sincere, you have the faith, and you diligently do, the Dhamma will be there. The way will be unfold, and Dhamma will unfold, then all the things you need will come because of your sincerity, your faith, and your diligence. So cultivation is about having that faith, that sincerity to move this way, then persevere, diligently persevere. Then after you have developed the cultivation, your life becomes so different. Then you can even move further into life to experience a lot of things that you never ever able to understand and think of. Just like this life, I went into a lot of contemplative understanding. I used to share with you all, we are living in the golden age, the transition period where so much thing happened within the last 20 to 30 years. And all these are so beautiful, and you really count your good karma, your blessing, and all those things. All this can never happen. How come it's possible? It's because our this way make it possible, the Bodhisattva way. And my nature know how to choose the timing, the transition period, and all things. Then the sasana, and together with the sasana, of course, come there. Evolution of civilization and consciousness. And we were so lucky. One life alone, maybe you live up to 80, the 8 decades of tremendous transformation and evolution of civilization. You know, we go through this 8 decades, the one born during the 50s, 60s, they are the most beautiful, where you experience the old and the new. Of course, you also have the new people. the millennium children, the generation X, Y, and you can see them all coming up, but they will never have the chance to see the old, the transition, you know. But my nature can. 50s, 60s, 70s, then only the great change. 80s, 90s, 2000, 2010, already experienced. 2020 also experienced. Now moving into 2030. The next 10 years will be even more beautiful and faster, the transformation and the changes, the evolution of understanding, the consciousness, the civilization, all very beautiful. That's why it's really wonderful existence. It is a life that you can never dream of. It's so perfect, so beautiful. So hopefully this will give understanding to more and more people, to motivate them, to give them faith and understanding, so that they will also go all out to develop the cultivation. So Father, do you know the song for bringing out all the beautiful conditions for this sharing? Today's sharing is very unique, very special, very important for cultivators.
Then Virgil benefited from 你的这个 advice after 我的 sharing. 因为 我 share 了过后, Virgil, 你都有给很多的那种的
pointer advice. And they are all very direct one and needed to actually expand on your cultivation and understanding one. Then only your cultivation can be like very, very extensive. Otherwise, it's not extensive enough. You have not penetrated deep enough. So all this type of cultivation, you cannot find in books or other places.
Yeah, 还没有听再多几次都下一个洞就很好又就一直在哇 现在的那个 conscious 变得哇 一直那些drama 一直出来 一直在 repeating
You will continue to experience it because you have that faith and that motivation and that diligence. That's why 你是 actually at this point of time of your cultivation is the past where you keep on receiving the very wealth of Dhamma cultivation, these beautiful teachings that were shared. And you should thank the group who did the, especially Chin Hao, they all, my daughter, they all, Sui An, they all, for recording all this and putting them into audio file, video file, and short video, everything. So all this, you continue to listen, you will receive a lot of benefits and understanding. And the Dhamma are very different, very penetrative and very, like you say, simple, direct and profound. And you cannot find in books or other places, very unlikely. So these are the possibilities that living being can receive. That's why I used to tell Jin Hao when he came over to talk to me, this I tell him because of this website, later on, this website will be a wealth of Dhamma repository wealth. It will be a treasure, Dhamma treasure for cultivator all the way. People will access it. Then later on, maybe 20, 30 years later, people will know what this teaching is. So different. Okay? Sadhu.
Sadhu, Virgil. But Virgil, I just see you all the while, like, 你的这个, 你的这个, guidance, 你的 teaching, 你的 sharing, 真的帮了我很多.
Yeah.
一直帮我在做 fine tuning.
Yeah, 对。
That's why 那个 Monday Mai 要去 breakthrough 真的是不容易。
That's why I always Remind you, it's still from the thought. That one took you quite a while to break through, to penetrate. Because the thought is very cunning. It always wants to ask questions, reasoning, analyzing. So through that thinking mind, the mundane mind, that has too much knowledge, that has a lot of questions. All these questions come from where? Come from that curiosity, that avijja, where the lack of understanding, that even ask question. Question means reason. To reason means to look for answer. That one is knowledge based. That type of answer is not wisdom, cannot break free. So what you need is not to analyze a problem, unless it's a technical problem or worldly problem. No amount of analysis or reasoning can help you solve that problem. To solve problem, especially psychological problem, the problem of the mind, you need wisdom. So you cannot use thought. You need to silence your mind to reflect, to contemplate, and develop understanding, then straighten your view to reverse it to solve your problem. Otherwise, the so-called solution is not a perfect solution or not a long-term solution. Maybe like the psychiatrists and some of this, what they call psychology doctors and others things, they can give you medication. They can give you all the whatever drugs that can overcome your problem. Like insomnia, sleeping pill and all those things, tranquilizer. They will help you on the short term. But without giving you the understanding to reverse all this mental issue, they cannot give you a permanent solution. A solution that will enable you to root out all this once and for all so that you don't need the medication and the drugs anymore. That is basically the lack of understanding. So the lack of understanding needs wisdom. That's why when you come to cultivation, don't doubt. Just do. Whatever happened part of the way, you must check these three things. Are you sincere? Do you have the faith? Are you willing to persevere? So once these three things are in order, you don't worry, you just do. Then everything will unfold as part of the way. Then whatever unfolds, there are causes and conditions behind. Accept it and move. Keep on moving, have faith. Then everything will be clear. But if you are not careful, like what happened to most cultivators, not only you, so after you have gained some form of understanding already, what happened is they go back and use the thought again, the mundane mind, then create question again. Now, why like that? Why last time like that? Cannot now like that? Then the question keep on coming, just like what happened during the early day, you keep on asking me. Because most of these people are very theoretical. They thought after you become enlightened already or awakened already, it's like you become a perfect human being, ideal human being. Nothing can go wrong already. Then when they face life, they cannot understand and they still have problems, they still have fear, they still have worry, anxiety. Then they thought something wrong. Then they keep on asking questions. And that one create more and more doubt, more and more analysis behind the mundane mind that continue to reason. And no amount of analysis and reasoning can give rise to wisdom or awakening for you to understand all this and reverse all this. The wisdom part that must arise or manifest is not from the thinking mind, it's not from the mundane mind, it's from the cultivation with the silent mind. That's why you have to continue to stabilize the awareness nature and go through a lot of those type of understanding and transformation. Then the reflection, the contemplation, the whole of the Avijja Sutta, Satipatthana Sutta, then even many of the related suttas. Unless you work on it comprehensively through the silent mind, the direct seeing, the daily mindfulness and all things, you will never solve your problem. You will never arise that type of wisdom that is needed. So all this you have already developed the understanding and overcome. That's why you move on to your next level of cultivation, which you have benefited tremendously. That's why lately you no longer go back to the old way. You have faith and you continue to listen, and the Dhamma keep on surfacing, and you know it's so beautiful. And there are so many areas of cultivation and practice that you can go into. Then you can appreciate life and all that. And this has created a marked transformation in you, understanding in you. That's why you have become very different. Huh? Well, so, sadhu to you.
Yeah, sadhu.